Okay, this man has just sung the most iconic Welsh song. Wouldn't that be true?
The most beautiful song, beautiful love song ever written in any language in the world.
Okay, look.
Mabanui.
Okay, will you please say what was it about?
It's about a woman, Mabanui, and a man's lust for her. And in the end, he loses her. And it's quite a sad song, but obviously one of the most, as you say, iconic songs. And once the first couple of words are sung, I suppose it's around the world, people know what's been sung and what it's all about. And
the whole of the deck of the ship here stopped. You could have heard a pin drop.
Well, I assume it's most of all people
are. Well done. You really shortened my crossing and you made my night.
Well done.
People are usually used to male voice choirs possibly singing it, but I was inspired by a man from Bryn Aman, South Wales, Ryan Davis, singing it on his own with the piano, and it's one of the most beautiful lyrical songs. And as you say, I think people know it, so once you start singing it, it's the kind of song that makes people stop and listen. And it's lovely.
And certainly did that.
When did you first learn it? How old were you when you first learned to sing that song?
Probably 10, 11, 12 years old. I've been singing with choirs since I was that old. And since learning the guitar as well, you sing the song, but then you start to learn the verses as well and the words, and it comes to mean more to you. And as I say, I think male voice choirs sing it all the time. But hearing Ryan Davis sing it for me was something quite inspirational, and you listen to it and you learn the words, and so I've been singing it now for about 5-6 years.
But that's a song for a choir. It's a personal.
Oh, it's a love song. It's a personal love song. So I love singing it. And to be honest, when I'm at home, it's one of my favourite songs. I lived in Italy for a year, and that was one song that I sang, and people, even when they didn't know the words and obviously didn't know the meaning, it's still, without the actual meaning of the word, I think it makes brings up some kind of feeling inside of people. So it's not only words, but Dr. Joseph Parry, who composed it, he had something special.
Who composed it?
Dr. Joseph Parry. A Welshman who lived in America
in Philadelphia.
But he obviously,
when, in which century?
Was it the beginning of this century?
Beginning of
the last century. Because
did he write many other songs?
He wrote a lot of Welsh hymn tunes.
Well, yeah.
And I think he wrote one opera, didn't he? Yes. Hywela Blodwen.
Hywela Blodwen, yeah. He lived in Philadelphia, and he was obviously
he was from Merthyr originally.
Musician. And that obviously is a classic.
And returned to Cardiff as the professor for music and composition to the university after being in Philadelphia. There's a BBC series about it called Off to Philadelphia in the Morning.
All right.
And it was the story of Joseph.
When you sang it in Italy, which part of Italy did you sing Mabanui?
I was working with a theatre company, so we travelled around a lot. And I remember being in San Remo, which is in the northeast of Italy, in a pub called La Caverna, which is just a great pub because local musicians come together, and possibly similar like this, singing Italian local songs. And obviously I just grabbed the guitar and sang it. That was possibly the first time, and then I travelled around. But I think the most important thing about that is the fact that maybe in Italy they hadn't heard the music, they didn't realise the words, but obviously there's something special about it. So very nice.
Well, look, I say your name so that it'll be on the tape.
Ewan Griffiths, Iwan Griffiths.
And born where?
Penpark, Cardigan. The other side of the Irish Sea.
And how many times have you been to Ireland before?
Countless times. I used to travel to Ireland.
I thought you were going to say I used to swim over.
I used to swim against a swimming team in New Ross.
Oh, great, my hometown.
And I used to travel every biannually since I was about six, since I was about 16. So obviously I've been countless, and since that, singing also, because I sing with a choir from Newcastle Emlyn, and we've travelled to Wexford and Waterford, and we've sang, and we've been to the Cork Fleischmann's International Festival. The choir I sing with won that in 2008, I think.
Oh, right.
It's a great festival. And they're working as well in Ireland as a rugby reporter.
You are?
Yes.
You're a rugby reporter?
For BBC Wales. A sports reporter.
I'm from Limerick.
All right.
Munster, right? Yes. Limerick, right? The right. Centre. Paul O'Connell, we right? The we whole
lost
thing,
to
right?
Ulster the other night.
So, are you a red line?
You're out of the Heineken Cup.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
well, mind you, Wales haven't got any representation in Europe at the moment, so it's okay.
We had the Blues in the quarterfinals, didn't we?
Yeah, yeah. Llanelli loved to breathe. And I thought I had a good joke the other night. Have you heard the Sosman Fach?
No.
There's the traditional Llanelli song, My Peace, Mary Ann, wedi brif, o, a David, y gwas, dim yn iach. So I wrote on Twitter, My brif, because we lost to breathe. My beast Mary Ann wedi brifo.
Hey, what's your Twitter name? What's your Twitter name?
Yuan, IWAN, _ Griff, GRIWF.
I use a lot, Twitter a lot.
Yeah, so
right?
Do I.
Right. Yeah. This will be distributed via Twitter.
Oh, I do a lot of Twitter.
Okay, so that's great. Here, oh, shit. Anyway, here we get it. We'll get here. But, so look. What's your interest in rugby? Write it in there, will you? Your Twitter address.
Right. Everyone's interested in rugby.
Well, I work with BBC News as a.
I have to be able to read this now properly. So it's
IWAN.
_ Griff.
Yeah, _.
Okay, no, so that's fine. I'll get that. But what do you do for a job?
Work with BBC News, BBC Wales.
Oh, somebody told me you read the news.
But yes, yeah.
Sorry, yeah. I don't want to talk about the BBC or anything like that, because this isn't about work here. But look, I just want to thank you. Let me show you how this thing works, though, okay. In terms of the way this thing works.
This is
we're now finished this recording. By the way, you're the voice of the person. Are you Welsh?
I'm Irish from Wexford, so I couldn't get any more Irish than that. I'm from New Ross, which is your original town. You were listening.
I'm sitting here now. I did hear, but I just the
center of the universe.
Here we are. Look, we're almost like a front row, aren't we? Here
we are.
We're almost like getting down. Here, okay, we're going to finish the recording now. Okay, 12 minutes long, and thank you ever so much, everybody.
Engage.